Some of Libby's groundwater is contaminated from a former lumber mill. There have long been restrictions to protect residents from drinking that water, but federal regulators say more needs to be done. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
A former lumber mill owned by International Paper contaminated the local water supply for a large part of the city of Libby. It's the lesser-known Superfund site in the town widely known for asbestos contamination. In order to protect residents, federal regulators worked with the city to implement a ban on wells. But a new report found there are some gaps in the policy. Jason Rappi is a remedial project manager with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
There are some properties outside of the city limits of Libby that aren't covered by the city well ban ordinance.
Rappi says without those protections, property owners might unknowingly drill a well and drink contaminated water. The EPA and International Paper will work together to find a solution. Rappi says that would likely require Lincoln County to ban wells on those properties. Rappi adds that the EPA is also studying the deeper reaches of the aquifer for contaminants for the first time. That report is expected within the next 2 years. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.